Dimensions of consciousness. You've heard it said that in my Father's house are many mansions, many realities, many dimensions, and within each reality there are gifts that you put there for yourself. This reality is one of the more challenging ones because you have predicated upon the belief in separation. Bodies are separate, minds are separate, they are not. But this is what the belief system says. With the belief in separation comes the possibility of judging everything, and quite often separated ego finds whatever is being judged to be less than perfect, and yet the Holy Child is the one who has created that experience, so it has to be perfect. When we moved from some of the other star constellations, when we moved our consciousness, our point of focus, to an incarnation upon this planet, this plane, this reality, we created the sun, the one that you now know, and the planets that encircle the sun in order to live, move, play upon the firmament. We created the vast oceans, the mountains, everything that dwells upon and within the planet. And being the adventurers that we are, we wanted to know, how does it feel to be one with my creation? Now, we had done this in other star systems. As we have discussed in previous messages, all our star seeds having come from other constellations, bringing different cultures and beliefs from other star systems. That is why you have in this reality a most wonderful variety of cultures, belief systems, personalities, ways of looking at things. The melting pot of Holy Mother Earth is a most wonderful process. You, we, wanted to know how it would feel to bring what had come from a lineage of time into what would be conceptually as various star seeds and various cultures and various ways of living. How would it be if you brought a bit from this solar system and a bit from that solar system, etc., and put them all on one planet to live together? As you have seen, you have in your geopolitical grouping ones who have come from many different parts of our Holy Mother the Earth, with various traditions, various cultures, various beliefs. Many times, at first at least, the traditions seem a bit strange, and as you have been evolving in your individualized consciousness, you have been wondering about the treasure of the various cultures. When first we wanted to know intimately the creation, we came and dwelt as the creator, as the mountain, as the drop of water in the sea, the ocean, as the tall tree, as the small slug that you would find under the rock, as the gnat to see how it would feel. How does it feel to express divinity as a small firefly or a dragonfly? How does it feel to express divinity as one of the tallest trees that lives hundreds of years and watches civilizations evolve and change? In the first dimension, you call where you are now your third dimension, we existed as the minerals and the mountains, just to know the isness. First dimension existed for a very long time, as you can save time to be, and continues to this day. Then there was a wanting to understand second dimension, movement, being able to use vibrations in fluid form rather than being solid and set. Intelligence, yes, always, but different form. In third dimension now you say, okay, I have a body, I have movement, I have intelligence, I have my mind, I use my mind to make choices. You have existed in third dimension reality for a long, long time. You have played with many of the subtleties of third dimension to the extent where you are now saying, there must be something more. I want to know. What more is there? So you read your books, you go to your groupings, you listen to your magnetic recordings, you meditate, and you move through fourth dimension, which is the meditation, to the place where you allow an expansion of self into fifth dimension. That is why you are in the process now of doing Holy Child. You are moving from the constriction of third dimension reality, of space and time with their constrictions and limitations, through fourth dimension, which is the meditative form, the peace, the expansion, into fifth dimension, which is the beholder of all that is. That self, which is in awe of self, capital S, in awe of everything that the Holy Child brings forth to create, to play, to experience, and to express. You abide in fifth dimension for a while, long or short. You go back and forth. We have spoken often that you are the bridge people. You have one foot in third dimension reality so that you understand third dimension reality. But because you want to know what more there is, you have another foot in fifth dimension where you have a different perspective. You are able to stand back from what is happening with no judgment, and what is happening and just to watch, to behold, to see. Ah, that is how things fit together. That is why such and such has happened. That is why I am. It is the most awesome place to be, and you visit there from time to time. It is a place of love, a place of awe, a place where you behold, and you begin to take hold of the realization of the Christ, the divine self of you which creates. As you abide in fifth dimension, it is most knowing place, and yet it is still of self, lowercase s, for you still abide events and persons as individuals. But as you abide for a while in fifth dimension, what happens is an expansion of what would be like the blinders on the horse. They are opened farther and farther, so that there is more to be seen, more to be felt, more to be understood. You move then into what is called sixth dimension, which is a lessening of, lowercase s, self, and it moves you very rapidly into seventh, and seventh is where you meet all the other aspects of the one of yourself. That is why you have the saying in your world about being in seventh heaven. It is where you meet all the rest of yourself, and you meet as one. I'm in seventh heaven. I know myself to be individual as a drop of water in the ocean. But I know myself to be you and to be me. I know the oneness. And there is a feeling of completion, wholeness, which comes with it. Again, this is a process which, as you understand time, can be lived out in this reality or outside of time and other realities. In seventh dimension, there is a great feeling of togetherness, of joy, such as you find with a grouping of friends, ones maybe you have not seen for a long time. And you come together, and there is such a joy of reunion that you are in seventh heaven with them. There is a feeling of oneness that again expands, the same as with sixth dimension, a place where you want to know. What can we do as the one, exponentially with the energy? Where do we go from here? It is not a thought which is consciously contemplated. It is an instant of realization which moves you through eighth dimension, which is like sixth, into ninth dimension. You have a saying in your world of being on cloud nine. Have you ever heard that one? Again, a movement, a process unto cloud nine, where you are in concept form, looking at everything from above, from the highest point of view. And so on throughout all levels of dimension, as far as you want to take it. For with cloud nine, you immediately again are collecting, feeling, expanding as the energy of intelligence itself, which moves you into the higher levels of joy. As you bring into your own reality the understanding and remembrance of the One, there is a feeling of joy which cannot be contained, a feeling of wanting to be in service. That is where the Masters abide, tenth dimension above. That is why you, as a Master, every one of you, have a desire to be in service. You have known all the different dimensions and levels. You came through them very quickly, or not so quickly if you wanted to dwell on one for a while, to a place where you now desire to be in service of some kind to the brothers and sisters. And so you are back, as you understand it, incarnating again with physical form in order to play in the sandbox and to walk with the brothers and sisters, to walk temporarily with the cloak of forgetfulness. And yet you do not forget completely because the still, small voice keeps nudging you. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Now, in truth, what I have described as the levels are just concepts, process, if you want to call it process. The human mind likes to play with levels, gradations, but you can move through the dimensions very quickly, even in a day's time. Even in a moment's time, you move very, very quickly from one dimension to another. Wherever you find yourself, in any dimension, level, reality, always you are home. Every dimension, every level contains the essence of home, because you are. So be it.